From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. The center of the Syrian capital, Damascus, was shaken today by a bomb attack and clashes between rebels and government troops. At the same time, the UN issued a report accusing both sides of war crimes. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has more from Beirut.
A Free Syrian Army unit called the Descendants of the Prophet Brigade claimed responsibility on its Facebook page for the bombing. It claimed the intended target of the attack was a military headquarters. It was also near a hotel often used by UN staff. Three people were injured in the explosion, none of them UN personnel. Government troops also clashed with rebels near the Prime Minister's office. Abu Muhannad is the nom de guerre of a Damascus-based Free Syrian Army fighter. Speaking by Skype, he explains that the government was trying to clear the area of rebels who are laying low as the battle for Aleppo, the main city in the north, plays out.
The government says it's in control of Damascus, but that's just because we're not doing anything. We are waiting for a showdown like the one in Aleppo. Damascus will be like Aleppo, but for now, the FSA in Damascus is on standby.
Today, the UN issued an extensive report concluding that the Syrian regime has committed war crimes and crimes against humanity, including extrajudicial killings, torture, and sexual violence. Karen Abuzaid, a commissioner on the UN Human Rights Commission of Inquiry on Syria, says that the rebels are guilty of war crimes too, but
the scope of them is different, much larger, much deeper, I would say, on the government side, and fewer crimes, war crimes committed by the rebels.
The report also concludes, she adds, that the violations are the result of Syrian state policy.
Things that are happening all across the country are happening in very much the same ways. There are patterns in the way both sides, the government and the anti-government side, are conducting their warfare, so that it must come from a higher level. There must be someone controlling all of this and giving out the orders.
The report calls on the UN Security Council to take appropriate action, something which the UN Secretary General recently lamented it has failed to do. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beirut.